welcome to today's episode.
It is.
And it's yours.
It is one of mine today. And I've got a true crime case for us.
Okay.
I'm going to call this one food for thought.
Oh.
Yeah. Basically,
somebody's going to be eaten, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. And you know, I like Victorian stuff. So, see, in the Victorian era,
it was quite common.
Kind of.
Okay.
This is where, because obviously people don't know whether Sweeney Todd is true or not, but some people believe it is. Okay. And this is kind of based a little bit off that. Okay. So, obviously, in the Victorian era, it was not uncommon for dead bodies to be dug up and sold on for money. However, in 1879, a lady took making money from dead bodies to a whole new level.
Yes.
So, this lady would be a lady by the name of Kate Webster. I don't know if you've heard of her before. It's quite...
I don't think so.
If you're into sort of like Victorian history, I think a lot of people will have heard about it. And I kind of touched on it. I recognise the name, but I didn't know the whole story.
Okay.
So that's why I kind of wanted to cover
it. You can be my teacher.
I'll be your teacher for today. Okay. So from what I can make out, Kate had always led a bit of a dishonest life. She was born in 1849 in Kilkane, which is the island, to poor parents. So it wasn't long before Kate was caught stealing food and other property. Part of me, I do think it's kind of like the circumstances she found herself in. So
of course,
not completely to blame, but still naughty. Shouldn't be doing it. So by the time she'd reached her teens, these crimes had progressed to stealing money in order to sail to Liverpool. Now, I'm presuming that's because at the time, if I remember correctly, the industrial stuff was really taking off in Liverpool, and that was a good source of money, and I think a lot of people from Ireland were going over.
And also, would this be the time when there's like a potato famine in Ireland?
I'm not sure, actually. It could be like 1850s, 1860s.
There was like a mass, because like lots of people starving in Ireland.
Because I think it's because like all the docks and stuff, so see like Liverpool and all that, like it'd be a good place to go for industrial stuff. So there'd be a lot of work around, weren't there? So she would then spend the next few years pickpocketing until she was sent to jail for 4 years at just the age of 18. So I think she sort of goes over for a new life, but it's not quite as easy as she thought it was going to be. And for her, the only way she knows to make money is pickpocketing.
Yep.
So can't completely blame her, but again, shouldn't really be doing it. Okay. So upon her release, Kate set off for London. She took a job as a charwoman. Now, I believe that's to be a cleaner in a house, big houses or offices, so not just a normal housekeeper.
Okay.
But was also making extra money on the side as a prostitute. Okay. Because as we know, the wages would have been poor. And obviously, I don't know, she's already in with crime, so prostitution is obviously... I mean, it's technically still a crime now. It depends which countries you go to.
Yes.
But obviously, back then, it definitely was a crime, and you could have a lengthy prison sentence for it. So she soon fell pregnant and gave birth to a son. Now, Kate's history of robbery was about to make a comeback as she took to robbing boarding houses. So what she would do was she'd take up the offer on a room. She would then sell all of the contents of these rooms, because they didn't, it's not like they were fully kitted out and furnished, but they would have, say, like a bed and a sink, maybe a few bits in them.
Yeah.
She was basically clearing these rooms out, selling the contents, and then absconding before the people realised in these boarding houses, and she'd do a runner, basically, and obviously take the money that she'd made from selling whatever it was she found in the room. She would be arrested multiple times for this and would receive a number of short prison sentences.
Okay.
Okay, and then this continues on until January of 1879, when Kate moved to Richmond, which I believe is just out of London. I think it's like Surrey sort of area.
Well, today it's kind of, it's like Twickenham. Richmond is very close to London. It's like the very outskirts of London.
So it's like, it's not built up like the centre of London. It's more, to me, I see it's like a posh area.
Oh yeah, it's very posh. Yeah. It's very, very, very
posh. It would have been in those years, all those that, obviously they probably have to work in the inner city, the richer families, but they want, I don't know, the cleaner air.
Yeah, it's like, you're classed as London, but it's like the suburbs of London. It's very, very nice.
Yeah, and much cleaner than the inner cities. Okay, so she would obviously move to Richmond and get a job as a maid to a very wealthy lady by the name of Mrs. Julia Martha Thomas. So she's obviously living in this lady's house as part of it. because obviously Kate wouldn't have the money to have a nice big posh house, so has to live in the servants' quarters. Okay, so initially it appeared that Kate had worked hard, but she soon fell back into her old habits. And by the 2nd of March in 1879, having only held this job down for 1 month, Kate was sacked from her position.
Oh no, she's been, fingering. She's been stealing some stuff.
From the lady's house, I believe, and obviously selling it on for a bit of extra money.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mrs. Thomas ordered her to leave the house and went off to church. So I'm presuming was expecting her to be gone by the time she returned. I feel like it would have been a bit of, you've been pinching yourself, so pack up your stuff. I want you to be gone by the time I get back.
Yes.
Okay.
How dare you be in my presence when I return.
So when Mrs. Thomas returned from the church, she went straight upstairs into her bedroom. I believe this is to get changed.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. As she was removing her hat, Kate, who was wielding an axe, burst into the bedroom. She struck Mrs. Thomas in the head, and as she struggled out onto the landing area, Kate followed her, pushing her down the stairs.
I mean, it's like, yeah.
Okay.
If the axe wasn't enough, the stairs.
Well, this is it. Well, Kate was good because she really did make sure she was finished off.
Mm-hmm.
Kate then ran down the stairs after the tumbling Mrs. Thomas, and just to make sure that she was definitely finished off, she bashed her head multiple times with the axe.
Mm.
Okay. So, I mean, at least she's making sure she's dead. She's not lingering on at the bottom.
I mean, it's a bit extreme from, like, petty crime to murder.
Yeah, bashing a woman's head in with an axe.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, so now dragging the body into the kitchen, Kate set about dismembering poor Mrs. Thomas and hacked the body into lots of little pieces.
Oh no, she's going to make burgers.
She then started to boil the body parts in a large copper pot. Now clearly exhausted from all of the bludgeoning, she left the remains to simmer in the pot and set off to the pub for a pint. Okay?
Copper is supposed to be good for you, so cooking it in a copper pot.
So she left it simmering and off she went. So a bit like a slow cooker, if you like.
Yeah,
left it to stand.
No, it's just boiled ham.
Kate later returned to pack up the remains into a box and pack it all inside cloth bags lined with a thick brown paper. Kate then set about, and now this is very where she's very good. Even though she might have been lazy in her job, this is the one time she does decide to thoroughly clean up, because obviously not wanting to leave a mess. Kate then set about cleaning both the kitchen and the hallway. So she gave it a good scrub.
Mm.
So, you know, maybe she kind of deserves to get paid for that one. The following day, Kate set a fire in the kitchen, not as in like she set the house on fire, but there was a fireplace in the kitchen area.
Yeah, like an auger keeps the whole house warm, yeah.
So, and feeding the bones of Mrs. Thomas into it. Because as we all know, as bone much as you're trying to burn the body, the bones are notoriously difficult.
Oh, into the... Oh, okay. I thought you were making a soup with some bone broth.
No, I think she tried to make her into a... Cut her up, tried to make her into a broth. Probably most of the skinny, fleshy, horrible bits had burnt down. But the bones, obviously, will still remain because they need significant heat.
They do,
so I think she was hoping then placing her in the fire would get rid of them. Yeah,
that's not going to... You need a hell of a lot of heat.
Well, it didn't work because she ends up packing her off into a chest, the remains of whatever's in the fire.
Yeah.
Okay. She then set off to the pawnbroker's, where she cashed in some of Mrs. Thomas's belongings for just 6 shillings.
Well, that doesn't sound like a lot.
It isn't, but I also feel like if she'd gone in asking for a ridiculous amount of money, would it have drawn a lot of attention? So
I think this might be drawing some attention too. Like, well, there's a low point and you got to go for like the middle point.
I think it was maybe she just started off with a few little things and see what she could get for them. Of course, again, this whole murdering business makes you quite thirsty, and so she decided to head off to the pub for a few more drinks.
She just loves the pub, doesn't
she? Yeah, well, I'm wondering, is she an alcoholic? Possibly.
Yes, that might explain some things.
Yeah, that's what I wondered.
Yes.
So, while she was in this pub, she was about to set about selling jars of her own homemade beef dripping. We, of course, know that to be the reduced body fat of poor old Mrs. Thomas. She was successful in selling several jars.
I suppose if you don't know what it is, it's fine. Yeah. Aren't we supposed to taste like chicken or pork?
I don't know. And also, this would be a bit like goose fat by now, because it's just like the congealed bits. So, yeah, poor Mrs. Thomas is getting spread into God knows what. But, yeah, people have gone along and bought this. So things seem to be going okay.
Is it like, I wonder if we're like extra tasty and then people kind of get addicted to how we taste and therefore like, I really want some of that fat you got. And then she's
where did you get that? I've never had anything like this before.
And she's like, oh, it's a special recipe. I'll get you some more.
This was her special homemade recipe. So, you know, she was going legit now. She was like, had a full business going.
Mm.
So obviously things at this point, she hasn't been caught. So Kate now assumes the identity of Mrs. Thomas and sets off selling some of her furniture within the house. So she's now sort of, she's not been caught. So rather than selling the little belongings in the house, she's now selling off pretty much the contents of the house. While selling some of the stuff, she was required to walk some of it across to the other side of Richmond. And she was seen removing a large chest box, which is the one I presume has the remains of poor Mrs. Thomas in it.
Mm.
So a man by the name of Robert Porter offered to help her carry some of the items.
Very appropriate for his name.
Yes. Oh, yeah, it is. Ooh. So he was obviously helping, and she said she needed to travel somewhere near Richmond Bridge. Once they reached the bridge, she told Robert...
Yes.
to leave the crate and that she'd catch him up in a moment.
Yes, she's going to dump. Yes.
Mm-hmm. He says, as he carried on walking, he suddenly heard a large splash.
Yes.
A couple of minutes later, Kate caught up with him and simply said, well, that's over.
I mean, you could have been a little bit more...
Oh no, my thing's toppled over the side.
Yes, not just be like, oh, that's taken care of. Okay, come on then.
But yeah, so he obviously didn't think too much more of it and just sort of carried on.
Mm.
Fishermen working the banks of the Thames the following day would discover the chest and would become stunned when they opened it only to find the part-boiled remains of Mrs. Thomas.
Oh, I thought she could have, like, opened the chest and dunked the containers.
No, she took the, just tipped the whole chest.
Contents, sorry.
Because even though it's a large chest, I don't think it's, like, ridiculously large.
No, but, like, she's been, the like, chest would probably float. Whereas body parts might not.
Mm, yeah. So I think, obviously, she's been boiled, hasn't she? So it's probably the last gloopy bit. She scooped out the fat to put in the seller's beef dripping.
Mm.
Then there's obviously the bones she couldn't completely cremate. And probably the other bits that just didn't, weren't condensing down. They've, I think, all been put in a chest.
Mm.
And now she's tipped the whole chest.
Well, I would have just emptied the chest into the river. It might have been a nice chest. And I would have kept the chest.
She could have sold it.
Yeah.
Well, we'll fool her. This is obviously
this part is how of her you demise. Get caught. Yeah, there we go. So well, go was... back to how to get away with murder episode. Don't do this.
Yes, just pour the remains into the water. Don't dump the whole chest. Okay. So a few days later, a neighbour who had returned from a holiday, Mrs. Ives, grew suspicious that she hadn't seen Mrs. Thomas coming and going from the house. Okay, so I think she'd come home from a holiday, was waiting a few days, and think, oh, this is a bit strange. I've not seen Mrs. Thomas. However, a lot of her furniture was leaving the house, so she obviously became concerned and rang the police.
Mm.
Okay, when the police arrived, Kate slipped out the back of the house and made a run for it, running all the way back to kill Kane. Well, obviously not literally running all the way back. She would have got trains
the
and
the sea
boats.
Parted yeah. and she...
ran along
yes.
it. Yes, so obviously she made a run for it, though it wasn't long before the police had tracked her down, informing the Royal Irish Constabulary, who would arrest her on the 28th of March. When she was caught, Kate was still wearing the clothing of Mrs. Thomas, as well as some of her jewellery. Okay.
See, why wouldn't you just, like, live in the house?
Well, she was, because she had assumed her identity, but I think she saw the police panicked and ran and thought, well, I'm going to have to get away from it. Like, it's up now.
Hmm. She could have done a hell of a lot of better at, like, getting away with this murder.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. But maybe she wasn't that intelligent, we don't really know.
Yeah.
Because I feel like she probably wouldn't have gone to school.
Yeah, no, most likely not, no.
Okay, so she was obviously then, when she was taken back to London and charged with murder. Her trial was held on the 2nd of July and would last 7 days. She denied having killed Mrs. Thomas, but ultimately was found guilty, and of course was sentenced to death. Kate continued to deny her part in the murder, that was until the night before her execution, when she confessed the whole crime to Father McHenry, the prison chaplain. And that is now how we know the full story of how she bashed her head in.
How some people got some of the tastiest beef dripping ever.
Yeah. But also at that time, I feel like a lot of the food would have been quite disgusting, so you probably really wouldn't have noticed much different. It would just have a bit of a meaty taste to it.
Yeah, it's either really, really good or it's...
Yeah, you think, well, in London as well, there would have been those, it would have been like cheap off cuts. Like people wouldn't have had the best meat lower down. Like obviously some, the rich ones would, but the others would have been like, I'll take what I can get. So yeah, she was, oh, I say this was like food for thought this episode, but I probably should have done a little disclaimer at the beginning saying if you are actually eating, you might not want to.
I think maybe listeners might know by now that if it's got food in, probably don't eat during the episode.
Yeah, I do like a good gruesome one. So yeah, probably spreading. I don't know, you wouldn't put beef dripping in the sandwich, would you? So you wouldn't be spreading a sandwich. Oh, I don't know, people might feel all they had was bread. So you know,
to be fair, a good bread and butter, like I love bread and butter.
There you go.
This could be that.
What about you fancy, I don't know, dipping your bread in a, who are we gonna kill? Jeff. Before you kill Jeff, dip it in a bit of Jeff.
He's a bit dusty at the minute. I don't eat meat, so...
He put out the pepper or something, like, on the top, like, a bit of seasoning.
Ew. It's like that woman who used to eat her husband's ashes.
Yeah. Nasty.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
That you loved him. Why would you eat him?
She wanted to devour him.
Well, she clearly is.
But yeah, so I thought... People might enjoy the little bit of history. It was a true crime case. It wasn't a mystery. I did Omanar as to whether to put it in our free ones, but I decided, because it wasn't really a mystery, I was going to put it in our Patreon one. So hopefully everyone's enjoyed. Maybe and I'm not we could too many of you out.
I'm going to do that now. Maybe we could come up with some recipes.
What, with human body parts?
No, not human body parts. Okay. But there's a woman that I followed for years, I think her name's Christine, like, McConnell or something. She does stuff that looks grotesque and stuff, and like, but it's food. So we could maybe do some Graveyard Girl
recipes.
So like
Gory Gourmet or something.
Yeah, there you go, Gory Gourmet. We could have some food that doesn't look nice, but tastes actually rather...
Brilliant.
Yes.
There we go. But yeah, so a bit of beef dripping, bit of Mrs. Thomas special.
Yeah. Was she selling it at the pub?
Yeah, just to let people she knew. She was like, yeah, it's my homemade.
If someone's offering you some jars of
stuff in the pub, yeah, don't take it.
Don't take it. That's some funky stuff.
Yeah.
Look, the smell.
I mean, it quite literally was. It was
mushed
up Mrs. Thomas. But yeah, there we go. I think that's it for this episode. Now I've finished disgusting people. So, yeah, in the meantime,
keep creeping.
And we'll keep digging.